With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump delivers his State of the Union address tonight at a critical moment in his presidency. We get a preview from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
This evening's speech comes just a few days after the Supreme Court dealt the president a serious blow by striking down his global tariffs, and as the U.S. military continues a massive buildup in the Middle East amid rising tensions with Iran. With polls showing the public unhappy with his handling of the economy, the president is expected to tout the steps his administration has taken to lower costs for everyday Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaking with reporters, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said the president is eager to recap the past year and look ahead.
He'll obviously tout the administration's accomplishments over the past year, and he will, of course, lay out a very ambitious agenda, I think, for the working people of this country to make America more affordable and prosperous and safe and make the American dream more attainable.
President Trump has picked up some good economic news coming into that State of the Union address. The latest report on U.S. consumer confidence shows a lot of improvement this month.
The Conference Board says that its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 91.2 in February from an upwardly revised reading of 89 last month. A measure of Americans' short-term economic expectations rose 4 points to 72, while consumers' assessment of their current economic situation fell by 1.8 points. Plans to buy big-ticket items such as used cars, furniture, TVs, and smartphones over the next 6 months rose. Home buying expectations were little changed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, it's been a winning session so far. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 405 points, the NASDAQ up by 242. This is SRN News. 1 Minnesota lawmaker says kids need porn.
State Representative Lee Finke, a man who is living as a woman, opposes a bill that would require that pornographic websites verify that their customers are adults before admitting them. Finke says that LGBT children need access to porn for, quote, educational purposes. He claims that sex education in the schools is insufficient for gay youngsters, and so lawmakers must allow them to do their learning on the web's numerous pornographic sites. Michael Harrington reporting.
The persecution of Christians in India is on the rise, and the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is concerned about that. Commission Chair Vicky Hartzler says January saw, quote, a spate of horrible attacks against Christians. We are particularly concerned by the report of a Hindu mob beating a pastor as he was conducting Sunday prayers inside a house. This is SRN News. Waymo robo-taxis are coming to 4 more cities in Texas and Florida.
The move expands the territory covered by Waymo's fleet of self-driving cars to 10 major U.S. metropolitan markets. The move into Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and Orlando widens Waymo's early lead in autonomous driving, as rivals are still testing their robo-taxis in a few cities. Waymo's vehicles have already been providing more than 400,000 weekly trips in the 6 metro areas where they've been picking up passengers. Rich Thomason reporting.
Facebook owner Meta Platform says it will buy artificial intelligence chips from Advanced Micro Devices. It's a deal that will also give it the opportunity to buy up to a 10% stake in the chip company. The 6-gigawatt agreement will see shipments supporting the first gigawatt deployment set to start during the second half of the year. More on these stories at srnnews.com.